You're listening to SBS News.
It's 1976, and Nea Lubert, a bright schoolgirl, is living in Manitsoq, a small town on Greenland's west coast. She's around 13 years old and has a routine school medical examination, after which the doctors send her to the local hospital to have a coil implanted.
I didn't really know what it is because he never explained or get my permission to have that coil. I was frightened and was afraid. I couldn't tell my parents about it.
Now age 60, she's one of the first women to speak up about what happened.
I was virgin. I've never even kissed a boy.
A coil is an intrauterine device, or IUD, placed inside a woman's womb to prevent pregnancy. Sat in the corner of her home office, Nea recalls the traumatizing experience.
I can remember the doctor's white coats. Maybe there was a nurse. I saw the metal things when you should spread your legs. It's very frightening. The equipment the doctors used, they were so big to my child body. And it was like to have knives inside me. It was so painful.
Nea is one of thousands of Inuit women and girls who were fitted with coils in the 1960s and 70s. Little was known about the historical birth control program until an investigation by Denmark's national broadcaster found that in just a few years, at least 4,500 women were given the contraceptive. Greenland's birth rate halved and its population growth slowed dramatically. The 50s saw sweeping modernization plans. Life expectancy improved and more newborns survived, leading to a sharp increase in Greenland's tiny population. That, together with concerns about a high proportion of young single mothers, saw Danish authorities roll out a new family planning initiative. Søren Rud is a history professor at Copenhagen University.
There's an obvious interest in trying to decrease or limit the growth of the population. So it would basically make the challenges of providing housing and welfare services in Greenland smaller.
Several women say the procedure was carried out when they were barely teenagers, without their or their parents' consent. 64-year-old Anangwak Poulsen had a coil fitted, not in Greenland, but on Danish soil in 1974. She was 16 and at a boarding school for Greenlandic children when a doctor's visit was arranged.
I had no idea what it was all about or what the coil was. I feel that I didn't get a choice back then, and I cannot accept that. I'm thinking, how would people react if it was a Danish woman instead of a Greenlandic?
Some women described suffering from pain and trauma for years. Others were unable to have children and suspect the coil is to blame. In Greenland, there's been outcry and indignation. So authorities in Denmark and Greenland have promised an investigation. It's expected to take 2 years and comes at a time when Denmark's past relationship with Greenland is increasingly under scrutiny.